like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, there's a lot of Broncos news that I want to hit. And normally I don't do that with this segment because it's Nationals news, but we haven't had a lot of time to talk Broncos because of the historic run that the Denver Nuggets are on. But we got this one for you. Good news coming out of Broncos country yesterday. They are adding former Kansas City Chief defensive end Frank Clark. He agreed Thursday to a one-year deal with the Broncos, according to multiple team sources. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter, Clark's deal could be worth up to $7.5 million, including a $5.5 million base salary that's guaranteed. He's going to turn 30 on Wednesday, and he was released by the Chiefs on March 1st. They were unable to find common ground. But, dude, he's still got something in the tank. I'm glad we don't have to worry about him anymore. He had 5 sacks last year in 15 games, 5 sacks and 39 tackles. Yeah, might be a nice addition to what the Broncos are trying to do. We'll get more into that probably today, maybe a little more even next week on that side. Also, some other news. Garrett Bowles was pretty vocal yesterday about the critics around Russell Wilson. I mean, he was going at it. He said after Thursday's OTA practice that critics of Wilson's 2022 season and those who believe Wilson won't recapture his past level of play are going to eat crow after the coming season. He said he's a great dude. He's the same guy every single day. He works his butt off. And I'm ready for that stuff to go away. And when it goes, everyone's going to eat crow. And I appreciate that. I like Garrett Bowles. But I don't want to get in the habit of, like, we're blaming media people for everything. Like, the media people surrounding the Nuggets coverage has been ridiculous and unprofessional. But what you saw with Russell Wilson was not good last year. So if you're concerned heading in, that's fine. I don't think it's going to make you like, oh, you were so wrong. We'd all be wrong. We'd all be blown away. Do I think Russell Wilson's going to have a better season next year? Can't get much worse. It can't get worse. I think Russ still got something in the tank. I just don't know how much. I'll be hopeful that he turns it around. Maybe this guy would help. The Vikings make it official. They release Dalvin Cook after 4 straight Pro Bowl seasons. He's 27 years old. They had one more effort. They were trying to trade Cook, according to Adam Schefter, but just couldn't get a trade partner here. Now the Dolphins and the Broncos. The Dolphins specifically are expected to have a big interest in signing Cook, sources told Adam Schefter. This has been the national media saying that it's all Dolphins. Local media here definitely making it seem as though the Broncos are very interested. Cook will be 28 in August. He was set to take up $14.1 million in cap space for the 2023 season and was due to earn $11 million if he spent the season with the Vikings. So, he'd be a nice addition. I don't know what that... 1 year would be great. Sign a 1 year deal? I don't know if that's what it would look like, but maybe a 1 year deal. And then finally, the Vegas Golden Knights were simply minutes away from taking Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on Thursday before Florida got a crazy rally late in the regulation and forced overtime, and then they beat Vegas 3-2. So now it's 2-1, and maybe we have some interest there. I gotta admit, I haven't been as plugged in as I would have liked. All right, 10 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, that was the Lunch Rush. First Advantage text line presented by First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. My tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available to wholeshow.com. Which of the other guys are going to step up tonight for the Nuggets outside of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray? Is it going to be one of the Browns? Is it going to be a Green? Or is it going to be one of the initials? MPJ, AG, or KCP? I want to know. I want to hear your thoughts on this one. And what the Nuggets need to do in order to win game four. They are 3-point favorites in this. I've been talking about this a lot throughout the week, throughout the series. The Nuggets are a better team than the Heat. This is why I picked Denver in five. I'm still saying Denver in five. Pound for pound, player for player, Denver's the better basketball team. Maybe the Heat have the edge with the better coach. I don't know. Malone's on his way, but Spoelstra's pretty damn good. His adjustments, Spoelstra didn't make a lot of game one to game two adjustments, save for he started Kevin Love, and then he put Jimmy Butler on Jamal Murray. Those were his big adjustments. But as far as like the screens and guys pretending to set screens but aren't really setting screens, and then they're just popping out for wide open threes, they were doing that in game one. They just weren't falling. Game two, they were falling. Game three, Denver was defending the three much better. And that's where I think, like, to be fair, we're being critical, somewhat critical, on everybody else that was not named Nikola Jokic or Jamal Murray. But their defense and their attention to detail was actually really good. And so as a team defensively, I mean, you held the team to under 100 points. Any time in the NBA you can do that is a very good thing, especially when you have the ability to score the way the Nuggets do. So even though we're sitting here saying, you know, the other guys really didn't step up for Denver outside of Christian Brown, yeah, but defensively they weren't. You know, they were a tight chain of defense that wasn't getting too, they weren't getting too confused on the screens and the fake screens and all that. And even MPJ deserves some of that. I saw a couple of stretches there where he was really trying to insert himself into the game, even though offensively it wasn't there. I loved what Aaron Gordon had to say to MPJ. He's like, hey, dude, just wait till he gets his powers back from the Monstars. I guess that's okay. They're all good. They're family. They can take it. But it does kind of feel like Porter touched the basketball and all of his power went into the basketball. And then the Monstars took it away because he can't make anything. He was 1 of 7, 0 for 2, 2 points. And since Angel's not here, we can talk about it now. I felt bad for my boy Angel. He's going to Alabama, see his sister, his family. It's cool. Good for him. But, you know, he was like, MPJ's going to turn around. He's going to turn around, turn around. He's going to be the guy. He had 2 points. And I didn't predict that. I thought he'd probably be good for his 12 to 14 point clip. This was his all-time low. Can we see his all-time high tonight? Dude, I'm here for it. Like, people that are MPJ apologists are like, you hate MPJ, you don't be so hard on him. Dude, we don't want to be hard on him. We want it to work. He's an amazing guy, and he has an amazing athletic ability. We want it to work desperately. But I'm telling you, folks, we want to win multiple championships. And when you pay a guy $30 million to sometimes show up and sometimes really don't, more inconsistent, like his lows are much lower than Jamal's now. Much lower. You can't have that many inconsistent, quote-unquote, stars. So when we talk about the $30 million that he's being paid, that does put pressure on you because it doesn't allow you to do much with your roster. And that's the tough part about this. So the pressure's on him tonight. The next two games, or depending on how long this thing goes, there's going to be pressure on MPJ whether the Nuggets win the next two or not. Because you're going to be trying to decide if he's going to be a big piece to your puzzle next year, or how you're going to work him in, what he needs to work on. And I'm not even talking about ultimately trading him. But if he is going to be a part of the team and the plan, you got to figure out how to insert him. And that's also on Michael Malone. So when I say the goal should be to win the next two games and then evaluate, that's what I'm talking about. It's not just, oh, we got to get rid of MPJ. I'm not saying that necessarily. I just need to see what the plan will be ultimately with Michael Porter Jr. Does he step up tonight? We've seen it. We know he has the ability to. But when he's not scoring, He's not really a factor.
He's good. He's okay at defense. He's average to maybe a slightly above average in rebounds. But let's not sit here and say, oh, yeah, he's not scoring anymore, but he's like Gary Payton out there or Dennis Rodman pulling down rebounds. He's not. Rebounds are subjective sometimes. Like, there's probably a stat in the NBA that says this was a rebounds rebound. Like, this is a hard-fought rebound. It's a good board. Nice offensive board you come in. Then there's also, it hit off the rim, and there was nobody there, and you caught it. Go watch Dennis Rodman highlights of how he rebounded. That's what you would call a rebounder's rebound. There's going to be three or four rebounds MPJ gets in a game, and Joker 2 and anybody, where it's just, it hit the rim, the offense is already moved down the floor, there's only one guy there, he catches it, it's a board. That's a stat you should look at. So, yes, while I believe his rebounding has gotten better, let's not kid ourselves. There's probably a handful of rebounds he gets per game that just are, you know, Christian Brown could have been standing there. You could have been standing there, Micah, and it falls into your lap, and that's a rebound. You got one rebound. All you got to do is stand there. Nobody's contesting it. I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying. It's the reality of the fact. Same with Joker. Joker has about three or four rebounds that are easy every game. But it's the rebounder's rebound. And that's what I'm going to look for then. If MPJ is coming in and he's ripping it apart from people and he's got 15 boards and he's only got 5 points, all right, let's sit down, have a cup of coffee and talk about that. But don't sit here and try to sell me snow when it's not snowing. don't snow the snowman here when you want to come in and say, yeah, but he's rebounding so much. It ain't boards. You know? Two of those are going to be just boards. Just they fell into his lap. No, he had 7 boards. I'll bet you 3 of those were just they hit off the rim and he caught it. So let's be fair here. It's not like he stepped up his game to Gary Payton level and Dennis Rodman level. He's still just kind of an average rebounder and below average defender. He's not lost. He knows the assignments. That doesn't make him a good defensive player. Yes, pressure's on. You're paying him $30 million. Of course the pressure's on. It's not all puppies and rainbows. 18 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. We got a quick break coming up. Ellison Hubbard, former Colorado State Ram, is going to join us. I've been reading this story. I've got the details here, but there's so many things about former CSU defensive line coach Antoine Smith. He was with Temple last. He's been let go. But a lot of the stuff that he was reportedly doing, he was here at Colorado State. You know, he would hire people to dog sit or house sit or whatever, but he would have hidden cameras all over the place watching girls sleep and shower and all this. And there's other allegations of sexual misconduct to students. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. So we're going to talk to our friend Ellison. Not that Ellison has like any facts on the story, but it's always good to just catch up with our guy. But I want to talk to him about Antoine Smith because his relationship with Antoine Smith was not great. It was good and then it wasn't great. So I just kind of want to talk to him about that dynamic of this because this story is out of there, man. So Ellison Hubbard, great friend of the show. Coming up next, 19 minutes after 12 o'clock, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Twenty-two minutes after 12 o'clock, welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Very happy about this next guest, former Colorado State Ram, Ellison Hubbard joining the program. Played with Sam Houston last year. Ellison, my man, I love having you on, bro. I love you, and we still text off and on. So anytime I can get you on the program, it's awesome for me.
Man, it's good to be back on the show. I listen to it. Every time it comes out on Apple Podcast, I'm just happy to be back on with you today.
Ellison, when are you going to move to Northern Colorado and get in here and just do your own show?
Man, I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about coming out there and joining you and Angel. We were having a good conversation back and forth. I'm like, I need to get into that action.
Oh, you know? Man. You know, you just caught, we're moving into a new studio, too. So you can, because you lift. You're a big dude. You're a defensive lineman. Yeah. You'll be able to fit into the new studios just comfortably. You're going to love it.
I need to see pictures of it. I have to see what it looks like.
I'm going to hook you up today. We're officially, we're going to be doing the first show out of here next Monday. So All that stuff is happening, man. It's just, it's a crazy time.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, and that's huge news that you're moving into, you know, a bigger building. So,
well, and the other thing too, and I know we're going to talk about some serious stuff here coming up, Ellison, but I saw that the governor here passed this NIL deal. So colleges, I don't know what it means exactly. I'm still diving into it, but basically the colleges can negotiate deals and do all this stuff. So they're going to take stuff in house. It's not like it was back in our day, man. I mean,
yeah.
It was just you and me.
So negotiate how? Like they can talk to car companies, so to speak?
It was what I believe here, and let me, our boy Kevin Lytle shared this out this morning. Basically, it states that a student athlete who enters into a contract providing compensation to the student athlete in exchange for the use of student athlete's name, image, or likeness shall disclose the contract to the athletic director of the student athlete's institution within 72 hours. So it basically sounds like now the school can start negotiating, kind of like what I was doing, what you and I were doing, but then the school would do that for the student athletes.
Wow.
It basically allows Colorado universities to solicit and facilitate deals for athletes. I don't know. You tell me, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? Is it going to be something where now the school controls it and so you don't get as much say, you don't get as much control? Or is it just an option maybe where the player can still go out by himself or herself and do something, but this gives you an option perhaps to work with the school instead?
You know, now that you mention that, I kind of think of it in that sense. So, you know, for me, I came to you, or, you know, we kind of worked together and you wanted to sponsor me and help me find, you know, some places that are interested. So maybe somebody who doesn't have that much of a leeway or pool, big name like Clay Millen, you're not going to be able to just go out there on your own, rather than just use the school and they're there to help you find, you know, somebody who's interested, you know, as in like when Trey was there, he had his name. So everybody was flocking to get Trey. But, you know, let's say if it was a walk-on or so to speak, he's trying to, hey, I got to go through the school and they can help me and I'm going to take what I can get, kind of thing, you know.
It's wild, isn't it? I mean, when you and I talked, it had just kind of broke. And you were coming to visit the station anyway. And then we sat down and we're like, want to do that? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did it.
Yeah. I mean, we just jumped right in without even knowing how deep it was and kind of just went from there.
Oh, yeah. And now it's way different from 2 years ago, man. Like, players, and I'm not, you know, I love all the players we work with, but they're all, you know, a lot of them are like, well, okay, how much am I going to get paid? And when am I going to get paid? And how am I going to get paid? And all, and it's like, it's way different than it was when
it's
we started with you.
Different.
And I get it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just different, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, hey, I'm coming to college. Now I'm coming into this job, so to speak, where now it's like, hey, when am I getting my money? Because I don't want to do this if I'm not going to get X amount of money at this time.
Yeah, it's wild to me, man. I've certainly learned a lot. Things have changed just since in the 2 years since you and I started this thing. You know, again, you're one of the guys I still have this relationship with. We bring you back on, and yeah, when you move here and you live in Fort Collins or Greeley, we got a spot for you, man. We'll figure something out.
Sweet. I love it. I love it, baby.
So before we unpack some heavy stuff here, what are you up to nowadays, man? So I know the dream still lives on. You're still looking to see what opportunities you can get to play professional football.
Yeah. So after the draft, I didn't hear anything, unfortunately, from any NFL teams. And then kind of just kept staying in the grind and training. And then Canada, so CFL, Hamilton Tiger Cats, they called me out there a week ago, and I went out there and I played in the preseason. I was, they already started early May, and I came in on the last preseason game, but that was, you know, I did get released that Saturday, but I was able to get some film and put up, you know, pretty impressive film for all the Canadian teams to see and the other leagues.
Oh, that's awesome.
And kind of impressed them too. I know. So, you know, it was a good thing just to have that experience to be in Canada, the 1 yard off the ball. That was way different. And yeah. 12 men on the field, all the rules.
Yeah, you probably were like, that's a penalty here. That's a penalty. Come on.
I know. And you get like an extra point for, you know, maybe like another team not being able to field a punt or something. So at one point it was like 7-4, and I was like, I never seen 4 points in a game. But I mean, yeah, and we played in Montreal, so imagine that. They're speaking French first, and then they're speaking
wild
English. So it's both languages at once. So imagine the penalty. The ref has to say it in French, and then he says it in English. It was an interesting experience to be out in Canada and to get that experience. And then now, I'm waiting for the XFL draft. I was reached out by one of the GM's directors of the Seattle Sea Dragons, where Barry was.
Sweet.
So, you know, I'm pretty much expecting to be picked up next Friday by them.
That's my team. That we chose teams at the beginning of the season, and I chose the Seattle Sea Dragons.
Wow. So yeah. Look at you picking a good team.
Yeah, look at me go, man. Maybe we could work out something there. That would be fun.
I know.
That's fantastic.
That would be awesome.
That would be exciting. Well, keep me updated, man. We would love to follow you along on that journey, too.
Yes, sir. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Ellison Hubbard joining me, former Colorado State Ram, played last year with Sam Houston State, and it sounds like he's got some exciting stuff cooking with the Seattle Sea Dragons in the XFL. But, Ellison, you and I were going back and forth last night. Some pretty serious stuff going on with, I mean, short-lived, but your former defensive line coach, Antoine Smith at CSU. Now, in the beginning stages, and there's some serious allegations, and I'll get into some of those, but at the beginning of the stages in your relationship with him, they were okay at first, and then they kind of got rocky, and he was, of course, along with Steve Addazio, part of the big reasons why you just finally had enough and wanted to move on.
Yeah, and, you know, before then with Coach Bobo, that's where some of the allegations came into, like, a whole different situation. So at first, you know, I was, you know, I didn't think anything was going to be wrong with that staff and, you know, all of that was going on where we had the investigations and all of that. So I didn't know anything was, you know, going down with, you know, any of it until afterward when I was leaving. So it kind of was just, we're there and this is our coach and this is who we're playing for, you know, and then that kind of just all changed once I left, you know.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has come out since that. And again, the lawsuits filed on Wednesday, they claimed that Smith sexually harassed women on numerous occasions while in Fort Collins. Those allegations include a female employee of the Elizabeth Hotel accused Smith of sexual harassment while he was staying at the hotel during his first week of employment at CSU. The complaint was reportedly brought directly to CSU, according to reports, but no corrective action was taken. Another bullet point: a female student at CSU reported Smith to CSU in February of 2022 when he was still employed by the university. That student said she had been dog-sitting for Smith and he had failed to pay her for her services. She also showed the CSU lawyer alleged suggestive and inappropriate comments and messages from Smith. And then others claim that, you know, while he was with CSU, there's sexual harassment of female staff members, female students, members of the cheerleading team, girlfriends of the players on the team. He's also accused of offering a CSU football team student interim money in exchange for sex. And then, of course, we have him basically hiring people to watch his dog in his house. And then he's setting up all these secret cameras in his house so that he can watch them sleep and shower. So, I mean, a lot of stuff here, Ellison. Did you have any sense of any of this stuff? Like, you hear that he's accused of offering a CSU football team student money in exchange for sex. Now, again, innocent until proven guilty. But were there any red flags other than, you know, him just you and him not really clicking? Anything that caught you off guard about Antoine Smith?
I wouldn't say I saw any red flags because I didn't. I was helping him move. You know, he's a single man with a dog living out in the mountains. So who knows what's happening anywhere outside of the facility. I mean, I barely went upstairs to talk to him, you know, because of the relationship and how we didn't really click. So I barely got to see what was happening upstairs. But he was a very outgoing, like, talking person. Of course, having that money, I could see the trying to offer, you know, money to students that, and whatever the case may be that you said that he could have done. Also, I do remember sometimes where he was very overly friendly with some females. Like one time we went to get ice cream at one place, and I just kind of thought the relationship was kind of awkward, you know. So that was the only thing I could have sensed, but even then I still didn't know that he would have been doing that, especially within, you know, the stadium grounds. I think that was just shocking to hear that. I thought it was just at Temple, but, you know, he could have been, you know, like it says, for a long time.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of these are coming out while he was with CSU. And then there's, again, you know, I love CSU, and I know you love CSU, but we got to acknowledge the report from the Coloradoan is saying that perhaps CSU knew or at least got some of these reports. But again, all these people and folks are innocent until proven guilty. This is what the report indicates right now. CSU previously stated in an email that it was made aware of the allegations, but is not aware of any reports of similar alleged conduct by Smith. So I'm sure more of this will come out, but such a creepy story. This one woman said this, an email that Lawrenson, one of the people suing him, shared with the Coloradoan previously, in which name of the former CSU student who reported Smith is redacted, stated, "I watched Antoine Smith's dog Legend for a full year while he was a coach at Colorado State University. Both the clock and that adapter thing were in his bedroom and bathroom, and I am utterly disgusted. He asked for me to watch his dog on away games and to routinely check on him during the day. He had made several inappropriate remarks towards me." So, yuck. I mean, this is a disgusting story, if this is true.
I mean, that is his dog's name, Legend.
Really?
Yeah, and I can understand him hiring somebody to go check and do the routines.
Because he lives far away, right?
Yeah, deep in Horsetooth, and he's all the way where, you know, where we are. We're all the way down there at the bottom of the mountain. So I can understand that. The camera thing, I mean, he was a very off-centered guy. So very, very crazy, just from the remarks I've heard, just, you know, being around him, I could tell that he probably just was very uncensored. So some of this it makes sense, just the way he talks to us and players kind of just can make sense that he probably just didn't have a filter when talking to females. So some things aren't shocking me. Some things are, in the sense of money and all of that.
Did he, like, hanging around, you know, I mean, we all, even at the high school football scene, you know, teammates make inappropriate comments, even coaches make inappropriate comments. You think as time progresses, and we're hopefully getting away from a lot of that stuff, but did you ever really kind of hear him talk like that, where you thought, man, this guy's kind of a sleazeball?
To women, no, I didn't really hear it, but to us, yeah, he would make some outlandish remarks, not so much in the sense of women, but just in the sense of just in the sense of life. I would say he just says things that were like, wow, I mean, you shouldn't be talking, period, man. But I mean, there's nothing you could do when a man who's single and has a dog and has a lot of money, you know, at that age. I think it was kind of just the power that he felt he had with all that money, you know, just being able to return a home up in the mountains. To he's doing a lot of renovations and having a lot of people in and out and all of this. So yeah, it's kind of just a different, you know, going from Range Rover to this big F-150. I think it was just the money that he kind of just was thinking he was that upper person, you know, that can kind of say and do what he wants.
Ellison Hubbard joining us, former Colorado State Ram. Antoine Smith was your defensive line coach in the COVID year, and then your final few games the year after that. Is that right, Ellison?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he was.
Something that was put up in the Colorado one as well is, and maybe we've already talked about this, but CSU, this is a line I just highlighted. CSU football players said Smith was the coach who threatened playing time if symptoms were reported back in the COVID times. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, I could possibly see that.
Okay, he didn't make them to you or anything, though?
No, he didn't. He didn't make them to me, but I can definitely see that. You know, that was something they would say symptoms wise. Oh, then you probably won't be able to play or something. So,
wow, this is crazy. We're getting a text from one of our Green Acres. Dude, the text screenshots are in the report. He tells them repeatedly to shower. And I haven't looked at the actual text yet, but that's some of the creepy stuff. I mean, again, he's setting up cameras all over the place, allegedly, and then apparently he's texting them to go ahead and shower and stuff like that. It's disgusting, wow. Man. It's just creepy as hell.
This is really, really awful to hear. You know, I get the cameras outside of the bathroom. I get the cameras maybe on your front porch to see who's entering your home. You know, but if I had the cameras, I'm telling them, hey, I have cameras. Like, I'm going to take this camera out of this bathroom. There's no need to have a camera in the bathroom, especially if your dog's sitting. There's no need to have a camera in the bedroom. I don't need to be watching you sleep, and I trust that you're not going to steal anything. If you're stealing something, I have a camera within the living room or a camera outside the house to see if you're stealing something. And I'm going to let you know, again, that I have cameras, but I'm not going to just hide cameras in there. That's the creepy part for me, is like, why do you need these cameras in here? Why do you need so many different women watching your dog?
Well, and you're right. There's time to have. I mean, heck, I got a son that likes to just destroy everything in our house. So we have we still have our little monitors around because he'll run around and we're like, no, he's not supposed to do that. So we have some of those, but pretty clear. You could see them everywhere. They're mm-hmm. obvious. But again, the report here is that their hidden cameras were discovered in wall clocks, a Bluetooth speaker, wow. a digital alarm clock, an AC adapter.
Oh my God.
At both Smith's Philadelphia and Fort Collins homes. And so one of the questions was like, wouldn't the girls initially be alarmed that he, I mean, I wouldn't want to shower at somebody's house that I don't really know.
Yeah.
And if you're being paid, but if you're saying he was so far out, like as far as where he lived, I mean, I don't know, maybe it makes more sense that they would do that. But that was the first thing that struck me. I'm like, I would not even think about sleeping or showering if I didn't really know this guy. Sure, I'm getting paid. I'll check his stuff because it was through an app. I mean, these are all people that are kind of like Uber. They're doing it through apps, so it's not like they're all friends and know each other. I would not feel comfortable sleeping or showering at somebody's house like that.
I wouldn't either. And I don't know, you know, what girls he's asked. Now, some of these girls that, you know, if they're in the Fort Collins area, you know, depending on how far you think Horsetooth is from, you know, regular community life, maybe he was just really urging him to be like, hey, you can just stay tonight. You know, don't worry about it. Everything's covered. You can stay here. I got towels and everything. I can see him urging them, and they're like, okay, fine. He's really urging us to stay here.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if they were willing to just be like, oh, my God, okay, I'll stay here. You know, I think they were like, okay, he really encourages it, and, you know, fine. I don't want to – because there is a steep mountain to drive up to his house from where when you enter in and you have to drive, and there's this really steep mountain. If you have a car, you might get stuck. So I can see why they were like, okay, maybe I just should stay here and watch his dog. Where he was, I have no idea, because after we finish the game, we're flying right back, and he should be headed home. So unless he's just, you know, being that weird of a creeper and staying at the stadium so he can, you know, let that all happen. He was very off, like I said. So.
Wow. Did you, when you were, because you said you helped him move a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see any cameras around?
I honestly couldn't even really...
It's not something you're really thinking about.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. And I'm doing really well, you know, helping outside, or most of the house is still being finished. So I didn't really pay attention to the bathrooms or anything like that. And maybe once he was starting to get the house fully built, maybe he did have those in there and nobody really knew because nobody was, you know, looking. You know, I had that time and leisure. We were really in there just eating food and all talking, and then we all leave, you know.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre story, man. And, you know, I think of you because as I got to know you, I mean, Antoine Smith was one of the guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ellison, but he was one of the guys that kind of really fueled that fire for you, saying, hey, dude, you got an excellent first step. You're going to make it. You're going to be a stud. You're going to be an NFL guy. And then, of course, we saw what happened in the season where it got to the point where they weren't even really talking to you anymore. Is that all correct, pretty much?
Yeah, that is pretty much correct. He kind of fueled my fire to stay, because I was having those thoughts of leaving prior before the 2021 season. So as soon as we finished 2020, I was kind of like, after I graduate, I'll just, you know, hit the portal and leave. But, you know, he kind of fueled that in me that you're going to play, you're going to be on the pass rush downs, and you're going to go make those sacks. And you know, this, that, and the other. And then I kind of believed into that, and then it kind of just had a whole 360 where it's like, now you're kind of the guy that, are we going to play you or are we not? And so that it was kind of good manipulator, you know. I had him before they even when they were hired, and before he came out to CSU to meet us as a whole, he came to my house, and he sat in my house and looked me and my dad in my face and kind of told us how I was going to be this great player that's going to be here at CSU, kind of just urging me that everything's going to be okay. And wow. Now we see how that kind of went. Yeah, so he was very good at, you know, I would say lying and telling you one thing and not being honest about it.
Wow. I knew a lot of that between you and him and the coaching staff and such. Because you even said there were times, like with Adazio, he wouldn't even talk to you. Like, you'd go down the hall, he'd barely acknowledge you.
Yeah, it was barely acknowledgement for some of us. Of course, there is some that he acknowledged.
Yeah, I'm sure he said hi to Trey McBride, right?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? That's a stud player.
But that's what pisses me off, though, is getting to know you. You were such a contributor to CSU over the years, both on the field and off the field. It's like, pay a guy some damn respect, have some human decency too. But even then, you were one of the guys to know and to pay attention to.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all the past, and I think he realized that once he saw me, when Adazio saw me at the A&M Sam Houston.
Oh, yeah.
He said,
what did he say to you? He's shaking your hand at the end of the game, and he said, what did he say?
Yeah, he was excited to see me. He's like, how you doing? He was like, all of this, and then kind of threw a shot at CSU when Michigan kind of blew him out that first game, kind of like, well, you know, kind of urging that they might have should have kept him instead of going on with Coach Lavelle.
Then you should have said, well, dude, you shouldn't have got rid of me in the first place, and then we'd be
fine.
Yeah.
Well, kind of was slept it? On the senior not getting kicked out of the game.
Yes. Well, to be fair, he didn't get rid of you. You got rid of him. You decided at that point, like, hey, I'm not really playing, so I got some eligibility left. I'm going to go make the best of it and go play. So, Ellison, what else, my man? So it's a great conversation. I mean, it's great to catch up with you. Obviously, this is a tough conversation, but is there a part of you, and we'll wrap it with this, you are a positive guy. You are one of the nicest guys I've ever met. But is there a part of you that's kind of like, you know, Adazio that kind of kicked me to the curb mentally, so did Antoine Smith. Is there a part of you, not that you enjoy seeing the story that's going on with Antoine Smith, but with Adazio and everything, is there a part of you that's like, you know what, I'm reading negative reports about Adazio, and that's okay. Or are you like, no, you wish everybody the best?
It's kind of just like mutual, like, you know, everybody's doing their thing, everybody's kind of on, you know, things come out about them, it's something that, you know, that was going to come around eventually. You know, it's kind of just like, I guess it happened to you for a reason, because you maybe shouldn't have been doing that. You thought everything was clear and SCSU, and it was just going to be swept under the rug type of thing. Then, you know, you get what you deserve type of thing. That's how I kind of feel. It's like, you know, if you wasn't doing this and you were doing everything you can to really help each player at CSU, then, you know, if something tragic would have happened, then I'd be like, man, that sucks. But because the way you treated, you know, some of us as players, not all of us, but some of us, and, you know, what you were doing on the sly and kind of thinking that was going to be okay, and now that it comes back around in full circle, it's kind of, you know, in my head, I'm kind of just like, you know, you get what you deserve. You get what you thought was okay, and that's not okay, especially to put CSU out there and make us, you know, look bad, because we've already been through enough at CSU, especially with my years with firings and bad reports coming out, and it's just like, it's a continuous thing. You know, he's originally a Boston College guy, somebody from far away. Now it's a tie to CSU. It makes, you know, my alma mater and everybody who loves the Rams look bad.
Well, and I know you love the Rams, and you will continue to love the Rams, and I think that's very well said by you, that it's unfortunate that the Adazio era still continues to plague Colorado State. Hopefully everybody can move on. But Ellison, my man, let's keep doing this. Love having you on the program. Maybe we catch up every week when the fall hits up. We'll talk some football, you know, and we'll preview your career, what your next career path is going to be, too.
I love it. I love that idea, Brady. I love it.
All right, my man. Hey, good luck with the Sea Dragons. Let me know. And as soon as you sign the contract, I'm going to go get my Sea Dragon tattoo. Okay?
I love it. I'll let you know. I'll keep you in the loop.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you.
Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram. I love that guy. I wanted to just kind of get his thoughts on who that guy was. 12:48 the time. I got a break. Let's jump out, and we'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Progressive Insurance presents the Sports Flash powered by the Score app. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 in Florida last night. The Panthers rallied to beat the Golden Knights 3-2 in overtime. That cuts the Vegas lead to 2-1 in the best of seven. Carter Verhaeghe scored 4:27 into the extra session. This came after Matthew Tkachuk tied it with 2:13 left in the third period. Florida shut down a Vegas power play to start overtime. Sergei Bobrovsky made 25 saves. Game 4 is Saturday night. Aiden Hill made 20 stops for Vegas, but got beat on the only shot that came his way in overtime. NBA Finals, Game 4 tonight in Miami. Heat and Nuggets. Denver up 2-1 in the best of seven. Miami's Tyler Herro remains out of the lineup with a hand injury. After tonight's matchup, the series heads back to Denver Monday for Game 5. If necessary, Game 6 in Miami next Thursday. For lightning fast updates, download the Score app. It's free and one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders. That's the Sports Flash powered by the Score app.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place ranking, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Orthopedic and Spine Center The Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across six medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center The Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Every day of the week is the best day to go to Cable's Pub and Grill. Monday, all-you-can-eat spaghetti for $6.99. Tuesday, Burger Madness for $9.99. Wednesday, $3 pints and $8.99 personal pizzas. Thursday and Saturday, $4 margaritas. Sunday, $3 draft pints. Oh, and enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. You won't get a better bang for your buck anywhere else in town. Cable's Pub and Grill is my go-to, and you should make it your go-to as well. Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. At Glass Doctor in Greeley, their trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy or cracked glass, experts at installing heavy glass like showers and mirrors, experts when it comes to fixing that chip or replacing your windshield quickly and correctly. I guess it would be easier to say they're experts when it comes to glass. Locally owned and operated, Glass Doctor services Weld and Larimer County. Hail damage? Isn't it obvious? They're experts there too.
Call the Glass Doctor, will fix your paint. Oh yeah!
AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland are Northern Colorado's leaders in transmission and vehicle repair. AMCO certified technicians will get the job right the first time. AMCO does it all. Transmissions, brakes, alignments, and scheduled maintenance. Call AMCO of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477 and in Loveland, 970-667-3006.
This is a KFKA replay.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
This segment is what you call catching up in the clock. So, with that said, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Game four tonight, Miami Heat, Denver Nuggets going at it. Can they take a commanding 3-1 lead and really start with the belief train? You know, if Miami wins, you get a tie, you bring it back home, and then that makes Monday's game crucial. Or you go in tonight, maybe there's not as much pressure, you find a way to steal another one in Miami, and then you have your eyes set on ending this thing in Denver. Wouldn't that be fitting? Win the championship on Monday night in Denver. That's what tonight's about. Tonight is about doing something you've never done before, but making it even more special by doing it at home. Take care of business tonight. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Who's going to be the other guy that goes along with Joker and Jamal tonight? Is it going to be Christian Brown? Is it going to be MPJ? Is it going to be Bruce Brown? Is it going to be Jeff Green? Is it going to be Aaron Gordon or KCP? Go vote. TheWholeShow.com. The final hour of live and local programming here at the old KFKA building in downtown Greeley is coming up next.